praise you in the morning, praise you in the evening, praise you when I'm young and when I'm old. Praise you when I'm laughing, praise you when I'm grieving, praise you every season of the soul. If we could see how much you're worth, your power, your might, your endless love, then surely we would never cease to praise. But everything that has breath, praise the Lord. But everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
Heavens, praise you in the heavens, joining with the angels, praise you forever and a day. Praise you on the earth now, joining with creation, calling all nations to your praise.
If we could see how much you're worth, your power, your might, your endless love, surely we would never
continue to praise him this morning. That's why we praise him. That's why we praise him.
His everything.
let's continue to sing this morning. You know, we all have issues. Everybody who has an issue, say amen.
Amen.
But you know what? We are delivered through Christ's power. And this song kind of plays along a little bit with that. It simply says, "Hello, my name is." And you know, it says a lot about how we identify ourselves by what we think of ourselves. And we can easily get up on the wrong side of the bed and think, well, I messed up again last night. I'm a failure. But you know what? That's not how Christ sees us. Amen?
Amen.
God sees us as His child, saved and forgiven by the blood of His Son. Let's sing about that as we begin this morning. Need some help? Here we go.
Uh-oh.
My name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of my life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again. You've lost all belief. And these are the voices. These are the lies. And I have believed them for the very last time.
Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been saved, I've been changed, I have been set free. Amazing grace is the song I sing. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. Whoa-oh, 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 whoa-oh.
I am no longer defined by all the wreckage behind. The one who makes all things new has proven it's true.
Just take a look at my life. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been saved, I've been changed, I have been set free. Amazing grace is a song I sing. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King.
You may be seated as Jeanette comes to lead us in some announcements and welcome this morning.
Well, I've always wanted to say this, but good morning, Living Well.
Good morning.
Yeah, not as exciting as Lisa's was last week. What I wanted to just talk about this morning briefly was the Celebrate Family Day picnic tomorrow. If you are a man or a boy, there will be a 7 a.m. breakfast down at the shelter there, so please come to that. And then I want to clarify the 8 a.m. start time for the canoe trip, so meet at Grand Detour if you're taking part of that. And if you're a part of the treasure hunt, there are some participant guides back there in the treasure box. You'll really need this to help you out. The prize this year is going to be $100. So.
Woo.
As you can imagine, I've made it a little more difficult for you.
Aww.
And a little more competitive. And Bill, we're going to do upper and lower deck
of
the park.
All right.
So what you will need is a smartphone, a team of at least three, no more than six, because everybody has to use their seat belts in the car, okay? And you'll need a car or a truck, okay? So your teams can be 3 to 6, smartphone, and a vehicle.
And watch the speed limit.
And obey the speed limits of the park.
Obey the speed limit.
We've had a little high competition, and no one's been hurt yet.
Yeah.
Those little things in the road are not ramps.
Yeah.
Those are speed
bumps.
Those
are speed bumps. Yeah, the yellow one.
Yeah.
And just so you know, if you do participate, you're not all going to the same place. So don't try to follow someone around. Okay? You all have different things that you're doing. We have room for 8 teams. That's it. So sign up today so that I know how many. And that will be helpful. Then Nathan's going to come and set up the 9 square for us. So
yeah.
That'll go on as long as we want. I guess you could go longer than 4 if he doesn't take it down. And the family bike ride, if you're participating in that, that'll happen around 1 o'clock. Don't unload them on the lower level. The bike trail starts at the upper level. So you'll have to drive your bikes up there. I wouldn't recommend riding your bike up there. It's very steep and very dangerous to share with cars. And then next week, we will have a dedication of our space here, a new space. So we will be asking the Lord's blessing on everything that we do here.
Amen.
He's blessed us so much.
Amen.
And we have a beautiful space, and we are just inviting God's plan, and hopefully we are living in it. We want to be a community center so that all of our community feels welcome here, and we can do community things here and minister to those in our town. Anything else?
I would just like to invite, we're going to have a drama here in a little bit, and there's some great seats right up front here and right across here and right across here. You're going to want to get as close to the drama as you can. So if you would like to move up and fill these seats, that's perfectly fine. Just want you to know you're welcome to do that. And Steve, would you go ahead and lead us in the scripture as we begin this morning?
Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. Selah. Come and see what God has done. How awesome his works in man's behalf.
Amen. Let's stand together as we sing. In the hands of God.
We have raised our hopes and our cities high. We have followed fragile dreams. Only one could take the treasure of our goals. And we've stumbled over the trials of life, and we've wrestled the unseen. Only one can calm the storm inside our souls. In the hands of God, we will fall. Rest for the restless and the weary, hope for the sinner. In the hands of God, stand tall, hands that are mighty to deliver, giving us freedom.
When our strength gave way to the weight of guilt, do we strain for every breath? Only one could lift our shame and make us well. All is finished, and we face the fearsome power of death. Only one has overcome the gates of hell. Let's sing, in the hands.
In the hands of God, we will fall. Rest for the restless and
the restless and the weary, hope for the sinner. In the hands of God, we stand tall. Hands that are mighty to deliver, giving us freedom. Hands that are mighty to deliver, giving us freedom.
This morning, our message is on the living hell of having it all. And it didn't hit me until I was kind of really getting into the Word this week. You know, our scripture is on the prodigal son and how he left home because he thought like he didn't have it all. He thought there was more out there. And so he went to get it all. And he found himself in a very low place. But I was also thinking about the fact that the older son endured some kind of a living hell because he kept it all too. He kept his pride. And the story remains unresolved because we don't really know if the elder son reconciled with his father or not. I was just thinking about the reality that whatever represents fulfillment for us in this life, if it's not Christ, that well will eventually run dry. But coming back to Christ and finding He as our living well, it is a well that never runs dry. Amen. Mm-hmm. So this morning, this song, we haven't sang it for quite a long time, but it's called The Beauty of Simplicity. And Jesus calls us to simplicity, to come away from the complex drive and search to find meaning in life and find it in Him. Amen? Mm-hmm. Let's sing together. It's the beauty of simplicity that brings me down to my knees. I'll praise You for eternity. And Lord, I love You because You first loved me. It's the beauty of simplicity that fills me with eternity. I've tasted Your divinity, and Lord, I love You because You first loved me. And all God's people say, we love You. We love You, Lord. We love You. And we love You. Simplicity that brings me down to my knees. I'll praise You for eternity, and Lord, I love You because You first loved me. You gave Yourself away. You gave Yourself away. Just so I could say, You took my place in death and rose that I could say that You are holy and You alone deserve my praise. And all God's people say, we
It says, better a dry crust with peace, and peace and quiet, than a house full of feasting with strife. A wise servant will rule over a disgraceful son, and will share the inheritance as of one of the brothers. The crucible for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart.
Spirit, rain down, rain down. Oh, comforter and friend, how we need your touch.
Let's allow that to be a prayer of our own hearts this morning. Holy Spirit, rain down. This is where it begins, where the fog begins to lift and the clouds begin to part, is when we ask the Holy Spirit just to fill our vision with who He is. Amen. To clarify our agenda, to remind us why it is that we are alive today. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to just come and rain down in our own lives this morning. Would you lead us, Steve?
Holy Spirit, rain.
I was working for a small farmer who had everything that he could leverage with everything, mortgaging his farm, everything was in the fields trying to grow. That year we watered by irrigation. And we would watch clouds come and go. And he wasn't a Christian, but he prayed for rain. And I can remember longing for rain like I've never longed before, because it was always something that was plentiful. And this year we've had plentiful rains and it's been wonderful, but if you've ever been through a drought, a real drought, like they're having in California, you know what it is to long for rain. The fact is, Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Would you with me invite the Holy Spirit to rain down on this place this morning, rain down on every heart? If your soul is dry this morning, if you're feeling like there's a wall you just can't break through, there's a barrier, let's pray together this song. Sing it as we pray. Holy Spirit, rain down, O Comforter.
Holy Spirit, rain down.
And celebration for what you've done. We thank you, Lord, for your overwhelming love for us. Father, help us to pull ourselves away like Jesus did, to be away with you, to a place of solitude, Lord, so we can hear your voice. So many things clamoring for our attention. Some of the things we'll talk about today in the worship service. Lord, I just ask that we would allow you to, through your Holy Spirit, speak to us through these, the drama, the message, and the lesson afterwards, Lord. And Father, we pray that as we listen to all that has been prepared, that, Lord, we would hear your voice in the still, quiet moment. Lord, of the things that have brought us grief this week, or distress, or pulled us away from you. Father, I just ask that we would lay those at your feet, give them totally to you, surrender them to you today. Lord, in these few moments that we have to spend with you, just as I've said before, help us to draw away to that place of solitude and hear your voice. And Lord, after we hear your voice, help us to rely on your precious Holy Spirit throughout this week to help us stand by you, stand by what you've taught us, and follow through. Father, we thank you again for the way that you have walked with us this week. You've upheld us. You've comforted us. You've laughed with us. And Father, we just thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that is with us everywhere. Now we'd ask that you'd be with us as we participate in this drama this morning, as the creative team has practiced and been blessed by this. We pray that as we all visualize it, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts through it, and we will give you praise in your precious name. Amen.
This meeting me.